Hello, Christina Resso. Thanks for tuning in to this podcast and hope you all are doing well. And we have great things ahead. It's our first 90 degree weather. And with the temperature supposed to drop again. I'm not a meteorologist. I'm just a podcaster. But in addition to along other things. When I came across this story last week, I like to take a break because I also do upload videos for YouTube and Rumble in addition to doing a live stream with YouTube once a week. So I like to leave my weekends free when possible. So I've been come across this story. So I recently did a live stream this past Friday about Clarence Thomas' release and how he and his wife are getting backlash, not only based on tweets, but also she participating in the January 6th event. If you can even call protests, whatever you want to call it, okay? So I'm guessing this is a liberal. This is out of UCLA and actually wishing the death of Clarence Thomas. Now, let's say if it was the other side of the coin, if a conservative journalist had said something about Kamala Harris, as there is a story about that right now, as I'm speaking, a conservative journalist got fired commenting on the Kamala Harris war. See the double standard? So headline, UCLA race and equity officer wishes for the death of Clarence Thomas, the second Black American to serve on the Supreme Court. And in case you all don't know, the first one was Thurgood Marshall. He helped out with a lot of civil rights cases, including Brown versus Board of Education in 1955. Okay. And he lived a long life, and there are other cases as well where he gave clear court cases. But despite all that work, Black Americans want segregation again. Go figure. Story reads, this is from Blaze News, so you don't think I'm plagiarizing. A race and equity officer at UCLA recently wished death to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Okay, so he's his name's Jonathan Perkins, Director of Race and Equity. All right, I have to look up his picture. I'm guessing this is a Black fella. A UCLA Office of Equality, Diversity, and Inclusion. Go figure. According to his bio, Jonathan has also regularly served as a consultant, writer, speaker on issues of equity, diversity, and inclusion. March 26th, the race director wished death on Thomas, the second Black American to serve on the Supreme Court. The controversial remarks were made the same day that the 73-year-old was released from the hospital after experiencing flu-like symptoms. Thank God it wasn't severe. No one wants to openly admit, we all hope Clarence Thomas dies, he quotes. Now, he tweeted this. What? Whatever you need to tell yourselves. Now, Charlie Kirk and Tucker Carlson made no threats against Disney nor the transgender crowd, yet these people were suspended. This man makes a death threat on a man's life, an elderly man, and he may not have much time left anyway. Wishes death on him. He continues, I'm over it. He is bad. He's literally endangered lives of countless of this country, vulnerable populations. He can go. And then his final quote about, as far as he concerns, he hurts the people I love. And if he dies, I won't be sad. And then he held it. Okay, here's a hint that he's black. Uncle Thomas is a sexist token who committed himself to making us all share in he and his treacherous wife's misery. Now, it doesn't mean that white liberals don't use Uncle Tom. They can't call us the N-word, but they do get away with calling us Uncle Tom. They may get away with calling us coons as well. And yeah, Black America says nothing, and these are the people that's supposed to care about you. Perkins denigrated the Supreme Court justice as Uncle Thomas, a reference to Uncle Tom. I proudly have a t-shirt myself. A disparaging insult used against Black people to paint themselves as race traitors. Progressives often weaponize the derogatory smear against Black individuals who hold conservative values, even when there is no merit to their attacks. Perkins made his Twitter account with nearly 18,000 followers private for several days after making the inflammatory comments, but then recently returned to social media. Yeah, I'm guessing this guy is black. Now, first off, as I mentioned in my live stream, I don't know anything about him being a race traitor because his job is to represent the country and the Constitution, not a group of people. Same case with others who hold offices. Yes, including Barack Obama. As much as Black Americans voted for him, his job was not to represent Black Americans as the collective. That's why a lot of them were so disappointed. His second term in his, what do you call those speeches that presidents make? State address. Because the unemployment rate was down. Unemployment rate went up, compared to Trump. Unemployment rate went up under him. Over 3 million in food stamps. This guy was a big Democratic socialist. Yet, but he showed him better than he could tell him. Perkins isn't the only progressive that wishes ill will on Justice Thomas. Others, especially leftists, wish that he was hospitalized during his hospitalization. Many bleeding heart liberals were open to the disaster that would take the life of the Supreme Court justice. I'm sure, if he has thick skin, I'm sure he's gotten these threats before. Please pray for Justice Thomas. At the end of the week, it looks like we're going to have this other justice, even though several of them, Republican senators, voted against her seat. If you want to hear one of them, go back and listen to the Lindsey Graham speech I recorded a few days ago, stating several cases and evidence and even reasons why this woman shouldn't be in office. Nothing to do with her personally. I'm sure she's quite brilliant, as all of them have said, and a nice person. However, she wouldn't benefit due to her woke, far-left progressive views. Christina Resso, thanks for listening. Pray for our nation and our brothers and sisters under the persecuted church. And I'll talk to you soon.